It is Monday, and I'm recording at the Your Favorite Media Studios in El Paso, Texas. I hope you had a great weekend. I wanted to take a moment to talk about my Instagram account and your Instagram account. That in the background, I don't know if you guys can hear, but it's my dog, Sophia. She's coughing up a storm. Long story behind Sophia, but she's doing very well with a cancer diagnosis. Anyway, back on track. Instagram. Okay. Honestly, Instagram was something that we offered our clients, obviously, because everybody was talking about social media marketing, but I've never really applied it to my own account until recently. As some of you know, I'm working on bringing surfing to the desert. You can check out more information on elpasosurf.com, elpasosurf.com. And I decided, okay, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to start with building my Instagram account, which is at boybraingirlbody. Yes, at boybraingirlbody, all spelled out. And about 2.5 months ago, I began to focus on developing that. And the reason for it was because Instagram is quickly becoming the channel to reach shoppers and develop influencer marketing strategies that pay off. What that means is that 72% of users report making a purchase decision based on something they saw on Instagram. And with Christmas and holidays this past December in 2018, maybe some of you can, relate. I know I got gifted 3 different gifts that were purchased from Instagram, which is pretty cool. It's what drew my attention to doing this podcast today. Also, compared to Snapchat, most people report making 1 purchase decision, and that's 1% of those people, 3% of Twitter, 22% of Pinterest, which we'll talk about later. Facebook was 23%. And the platform that has the most influence on shopping habits was definitely Instagram at 51%. So 71% of marketers want to learn more about Instagram. But influencers on Instagram are expensive, which depends entirely on the follower count and the influencer type. Are they micro, mega, celebrity, and more? So if you're starting to look into doing these kinds of partnerships with influencers, beginning to understand what sets each apart from the other, how much money you should be spending, what kind of partnership do you want to offer? And sometimes it's a good idea to go through an agency, and other times I completely think that it's possible for you to reach out on your own and contact an influencer, but you have to look at people that make sense for your brand, right? So make a list of hashtags that you follow for your brand and start paying attention to the influencers within those hashtags. Start paying attention to the products that they may or may not be directly supporting. Sometimes it's in the background of a video. Sometimes it's a t-shirt. Sometimes they blatantly talk about having a partnership right in the video or in the description of the video or description of the image. But this might be something that you're familiar with and you know and you think is obvious. But for those of us that just got on the Instagram bandwagon, I've found that even the idea of making a list of hashtags was something that I hadn't even thought about. Seriously, hashtags for what? Well, for me, I look at the hashtag surfer, surf lifestyle, surfer girl, ocean, living, making waves, these kinds of things. Also, because I am an athlete and because I do have partnerships and sponsorships, I've made it a point to set up my own hashtags that have to do with that. We also have hashtag SWSR for Southwest Surf Ranch and hashtag Surf Our Desert. That's just going to be what I use for informational hashtags so that people can identify parts of the project. And so when you become familiar with how people are using hashtags, you can identify these influencers and reach out and build a partnership. But honestly, if you've never started your Instagram channel, I would say stand back, study it, do a little bit of research first, and then simply begin by following people that are interested in the services or products that you have. And of course, have dynamic content. Even if you're posting once every 2 weeks or once a month, which is not industry standard, but I believe that when you have great content, it doesn't matter how often you post. You just have to stay relevant and make sure that people know that you're still providing content. But in the first infancy stages, like the first 3 to 4 months, you got to build up that reputation, that loyalty by following people first. Okay, if you have any other questions, my name is Monica, and you can reach me at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk soon.